Our next presentation is titled Don't Just Survive, Thrive, in subchapter 5. I'd like to introduce our panelists. We have Brad Odell. Brad is a partner with the law firm of Mullen, Horde, and Brown. Brad focuses his practice on financial restructurings and bankruptcy, representing debtors, creditors, committees, and trustees in Chapter 7, Chapter 11, and Chapter 12 bankruptcy cases. Brad currently sits as a member of the pool of Subchapter 5 trustees for the Eastern, Northern, and Western districts of Texas. Prior to entering private practice, Brad clerked for the Honorable Robert L. Jones of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Northern District of Texas in the Lubbock Division. Next, we have Judge Shad Robinson. Judge Robinson has served as a bankruptcy judge for the Western District of Texas in the Austin and Midland Division since February of 2023. Judge Robinson grew up in Iowa and is a graduate of Buena Vista College in Storm Lake, Iowa. After graduating from Baylor Law School in 1999, he began his bankruptcy career serving as a law clerk for the Honorable Leif Clark. He then spent 22 years at Haley and Olson, where he represented individuals, financial institutions, and business entities in both consumer and business bankruptcy cases. Judge Robinson has also been an adjunct professor at Baylor Law School for over 20 years. And he has served numerous times on the Western District of Texas Bankruptcy Local Rules Committee and was named a Texas Monthly Texas Rising Star from 2006 to 2014 and a Texas Monthly Texas Super Lawyer from 2016 to 2018. And then last but definitely not least is Chief Judge Eduardo Rodriguez. Chief Judge Rodriguez is the Chief Bankruptcy Judge for the Southern District of Texas in the McAllen Division. He has been a judge since July 31st, 2015. Judge Rodriguez received his MBA degree with high honors from Pan American University and his law degree from Texas Tech University. And as a lawyer, Judge Rodriguez represented both debtors and creditors and has acted as both receiver and Chapter 11 trustee in various Chapter 11 bankruptcy cases. Judge Rodriguez has written and published numerous articles on consumer and business bankruptcy-related issues and is a frequent speaker at bankruptcy seminars around the country. Judge Rodriguez has received a long list of awards over the course of his career, especially recognizing his commitment to pro bono, and he's notably received the State Bar of Texas Robert B. Wilson Distinguished Service Award. Please join me in welcoming our panel.
All right, thank you all very much. As mentioned, we're here to talk about Subchapter 5 and how to thrive in Subchapter 5 and not just survive. And so what we're going to try to do this as much as a conversational presentation as we can. So I'm going to start off with this question to the judges. Isn't Subchapter 5 just really a big Chapter 13 case?
Well, before we get into that, we got a disclaimer that should be put up on the PowerPoint that we're not, we discussed today is not a reflection of our opinions or thoughts on any future cases. That aside, go ahead.
All right.
Is Subchapter 5 just a big 13? That's a resounding no, it's not. Chapter 13 itself is complex, and in my opinion, Sub 5 is even more complex. So as we move forward today, to thrive in Subchapter 5, we're going to point out some of the dot your I's and cross your T's and the hoops that have to be jumped through and the reporting requirements and the strict and quick deadlines and what the judges like to see from the status conferences and in the status reports and at confirmation and things of that nature. So it's clearly no, not a big Chapter 13, and there's lots of pitfalls to fall into if you're not experienced in Chapter 11 or the Sub 5 arena.
So I have a shorter answer. Mine, and I agree with Judge Robinson, mine is, you know, Subchapter 5 is not Chapter 13's younger sibling, period. And I know a lot of you recognize that, but for those that are trying for the first time to file a Subchapter 5 case, if you don't have any practical experience in the 11 world, then Subchapter 5 certainly very different, and it's very similar to a Chapter 11, so you need to at least gain some experience in both areas.
Now, one of the things is we didn't want to leave you just hanging without having a resource, so we did include in the materials two papers by Judge Rodriguez. The first one is a comparison between Sub 5 and Chapter 13, and then the second one is his primer on Subchapter 5, and so certainly recommend that anybody that is looking to get into this area of bankruptcy practice, that they take a look at those papers. That'll help them out.